Welcome back to Nail Tints Cast. It's your girl OT of the OT's cast, and you are most definitely welcome. You guys, I don't want to say so much, but I want to say a lot. I don't want to say so much because if I start talking now, we'll not live here, and I want you all to leave. But happy new month, all of you. Like, happy new month, guys, first of all. Second of all, I have missed this. I mean, after the takeover, I was like, oh my God, I've missed this podcast. And I don't know what's going to drive me to come back here, because life has just been happening. But I don't know what's going to push me back. So guess what I did? I pushed myself by getting a new mic. So right now, as you are speaking to me, and as I'm speaking to you, I'm very sure that you cannot hear the Okada passing, or you cannot hear the trailer honing, because I'm using a mic, a new one for that matter. Well, let's dive right into this audio without further ado. Well, to this topic, I don't know what I'm going to name it, but today I'm going to talk about, like, how my friends reacted to me, like, having a very, very, very strong relationship with God, or building my relationship with God in my final year. Well, I know some people here are waiting for me to say that we fought, which is not even going to be possible. Co-possible, because we can't fight over such things. Do you understand? Well. It was not deep. Do you understand? And the reason for this episode is because, so that people don't just think that I came to do wasabi here, or I just came to come and, you know, drop my unsolicited opinion. Actually, people wanted to hear this, so don't. Anyways, some people said yes, their ears were itching, so I'm scratching it now. Purr. Mad. Well. Let me even talk about, like, the takeover. I know you guys were expecting me to talk, but I'm sorry. And you people know that. See, podcasters, you guys are like superheroes. Let me not lie. Because I could feel, you know, like the person that took over the last time. Yeah, the bully. Yeah. That girl. She was so tensed when she came on here to talk. And I could feel it. Because you have, like, people listening to you. You have a lot of people listening to you. So you'll be like, hey, what's going on? So me, now that I can freestyle sometimes, I'm just like, how do you do it, girl? Like, how do you actually do it? She was a little bit tense. She was a little bit anxious, but she wasn't too anxious. But she did good. She did good. I really enjoyed it. I listened. If you guys did not listen, me, I listened though. Oh, worry. It's my podcast. Why don't I listen to it? If I don't listen, who will? Well. Let me dive right into this gist. Yeah, the one I talked about earlier, if you remember, the one I said, where I said that my friends, I'm talking about how my friends reacted to me, having, like, building my relationship with God. So it was in my final year. The reason for this topic, first of all, is because I saw on Chiziduru's Insta story. If you don't know Chiziduru, she's a Nigerian, a beautiful lady, a Nigerian in diaspora who is an influencer, and her birthday was, like, last week. So her friend got her, like, this nice designer robe. And I was like, bruh. And then her friend made a statement saying, oh, Chizzy, you know you're... Let me insert, like, the phonetics. So, Chizzy, yeah, you know, you're now a homebody, so I decided to get you a designer robe so you can be very comfortable while you're at home. I say, hey, I hear me, tell me about me. Designer, he was not even, what was it? Was he Fanny Abigushi? I didn't even remember. But, like, it was very, 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 I want to say virily, which is very unreally, but it was really, really cute. And then someone picked it up from the audio. You know, like, all these people that follow up their, like, faves. Yeah. One of Chiziduru's faves just picked it up from the audio. And they were like, oh, my God. They respect friends like this that stay and all those kind of things. And I was like, oh, my goodness. This is it. Like, someone has finally talked about it. Someone has spoken about it. honestly speaking, when I started taking my relationship with God seriously, I didn't care much about what my friends would think about me or anything. Not as if they are pagans or anything, but we were just not so, we just did not have like our personal relationship with God. Just then we did not have like a strong personal relationship with God, and I wanted to build my own. So when I started, I didn't even think about it. Like, I didn't think about my friends. I didn't think about what they would think of or anything. I just went straight in. It's just between me and God. Like, if anybody has a problem with it, bounce. That was the mindset I had. Like, let me even say true. It wasn't even there. That mindset was not there. But, like in the journey, do you understand? In the long run, I had that mindset. Yeah. So, when it started, yeah, it was so fast. It was so fast, like the way it was sharp fast, just know that it was very fast. And I feel like the word to use for my friend's reaction would be shocked, or no, surprised. Like, they were surprised because it was like one morning we just resumed. So it would be like, one morning you're singing Joa, I don't see nobody can sing. Oh my goodness. Oh, one morning you're singing, oh, what was the song? One night you're singing this, and the next morning, you're now a Virgin Mary. That kind of thing. But they did not understand what it was, yeah. They did not understand the journey I was on, and that's like fine. That's perfectly fine. So they were very, 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 very surprised. And I was consistent, always going for fellowship, always doing this, because I just found like joy in doing, like in being with God. Do you understand? Or being around people that like were also taking God so seriously. Do you understand? So it was good. It was very, very good, I must say. It was the good life. And yeah, they were not giving me any vibe in particular. They were not giving me like any awkward vibe. I was just not so close to them anymore. Not as if it was planned. Like, other things took my time. Just imagine how school as a nursing student can be. And I was a nursing student. And we're all nursing students. All my friends, they were like nursing students. And I was a nursing student. Then I was like, I had other things planned, like fellowship and all those other things. So it just, that took like most of my time. So I would like try and squeeze in time to stay with them, or like anytime I can, I'll just go visit their rooms and everything. And sometimes, yeah, I would notice that there's this vibe. Me, I'm a very sensitive person. I'm not talking about when someone is talking about me. I don't even care. I don't give a damn. I don't give a shit when someone talks about me. But like, when it comes to like people that I'm very close to, yeah, I'm very sensitive. Like, I'm very observant of like the environment and the vibe that someone gives off. I don't know, it's called discernment, actually. I don't know, yeah, I think some people know what that is. Just knowing what's right from what's wrong, and that's it. So like, I could actually sense that they were giving off this vibe. This, are you still for us or against us? That kind of thing. But I get it, because they don't understand like the concept of Christianity. They thought if you're a Christian, you leave. They felt a lot of things. But me, I did not even care. Like, my friends, they were still my friends regardless. I didn't even care. I still loved them. I still wanted to be with them and all of that. I just wanted to build my relationship with God. So I had to take time off for that, like, for that particular season of my life. I just had to, like, you know, give them a little bit of space and that. And I guess they understood, or maybe they did not, but they didn't say much about it. They were just very surprised. And you know something that actually caught my eye in what that Chiziduru's fave wrote was when she said that some people, mind you, my friends are still my friends to you today. And guess what? Trust God. Like, he just brought all of us into alignment. He's like, okay, you first, then you said, okay, you, you're going to be number four. Yes, you will. Like, that was how he did it. And it was smooth. It was like, what just happened? That kind of thing. So, trust God now to do his thing. But meanwhile, like, now all of us, we have, like, we know where we are. We are aligned. We know where we are with God. Like, everybody is serious. That's it. And I love it for us because it's actually very good. It's very good. Some people don't. Some people, you might not. You might think otherwise, too, but I just advise you. I know it stresses you too much. I just say maybe taste of this good life. You know, the life that God has given. Just taste of it, period. Anyways. So what caught my eye was when she said that some people go through seasons in their lives and some friends don't follow or they don't go along with them. And that is totally fine. The way she said it here, I don't know her mindset or anything, but she just put it out there. But I just want to say something in addition. It's fine. Like, honestly speaking, I am telling you from experience. Like, if you are in a season of your life and your friends don't follow you, that is fine. There's nothing wrong with it at all. There's nothing wrong with you. Sometimes you might be the bad person, so check yourself very well. You know, you know what I'm talking about, Sister Carol. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, I hope there's no Carol on this thing, so you don't stop listening to me. Sorry. But I'm just saying, like, sometimes it's fine. And if you live that person's life, it's fine. But I always advise that you just, you know, you ask God. Everything, just ask God. That's why I specialize in doing most times. I ask God, can I just move on? Because it's kind of hard. Do you understand? If you want to leave a friend, number one, ask God. Number two, if it's not serving you, like, for real, if the friendship is not, if it's hard, it's difficult, and you're going through your own, and the person's being selfish, move on. Some seasons in your life, some people will not follow, and that is fine. They've not just gotten there. Do you understand? And they will eventually, they will move on. Do you understand? They will catch up. Yeah, they will catch up with you. So please don't, if you are someone here that maybe your friend left you or your friend left you for so reason, just know that as you're going through that life, the friend is going through the same thing. But now, this Gen Z age, all this cut, block, and delete that you are always doing. If you do anyhow, I cut, block, and delete you. That is just wrong, because that's not how to live life. Trust me, fam. That's not how to live life. Like, you cannot just say, I will cut, block, and delete you if you do anyhow. Like, you have to say, okay, why, like, you know, evaluate. Oh, my, evaluate. When you evaluate the thing, you will understand. Like, you will know, okay, what can I do for this person? If you see that the person self, the head is not correct, but Kimor or something like that, you understand? You can just move, shift a little, or confront the person. If the person's thing did not have sense, just move on with your life. That person is not ready for life. I'm sorry, but it's just the truth sometimes. Like, you just have to say truth. If you know, girl, that a friendship is not serving you, move on. It's not wrong. If you're in a particular season in your life and some friends don't follow you, that's still fine. Sometimes you might be the bad person, like I said earlier. Sometimes it may just be life. I mean, as you're going through stuff, someone else is going through stuff. So, yeah, that's just it. Short story. The devil did not want me to record this thing, but I say that I must record this episode, whether the devil likes it or not, period. And I'm putting it out like this. I don't even care. I'm putting it out like this no matter what it sounds like. I'm literally so pissed. I'm pissed, yeah? Because I was so gassed about this microphone thing. And all of a sudden, the thing is just acting up. I don't know what's wrong, but you guys help me, pray for me, do anything you want to do for me. Just help me. Send me money. Not me begging. I'm just joking, yo. I'm a rich girl. Rich sis energy, per. I better go. Maybe true. Help your sis. Thank you. Anyways, that's like the end of this podcast. God forbid. Hey? that's the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want to drop any review, you are allowed. It's allowed. Please drop your review, you know, send to me. If you are the one that the friend left, abandoned, broke up with, frustrated, my DM is a place for you to lean on, not my shoulder. So you can send in your reviews, rants, anything you want on there. Okay? Thank you so much for listening. It's your girl, OT, once again. I love you. Mwah!